This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. We want to welcome you to the Senate Committee on Appropriations and welcome those folks across South Dakota. Again, Secretary, if you'd call the roll, determine if we have a quorum.
Sutton, Nesseba, Cronin,
here.
Partridge,
here.
Peters,
here.
Haverly,
here.
White, Wick?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Barely.
We do have a quorum, though, so we can... So, with that, this morning we have two bills that we want to introduce, and at this time, Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to introduce a bill on behalf of the Senate Committee on Appropriations entitled An Act to Provide for Nutrition Care Services by Licensed Nutritionists for Medical Assistance Recipients.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Peters. Is there any discussion on that motion?
This has been an ongoing discussion we've had all session long about health care costs, and I think this could be a good first step in that direction.
Okay. Thank you. With that, it's a voice vote. All those in favor of introducing this bill to an act to provide for nutritional care services by licensed nutritionists for medical assistance recipients, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Motion carried. The bill is introduced. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also move to introduce a bill on behalf of the Senate Committee on Appropriations entitled An Act to Create a Legislative Compensation Commission to Review Legislative Salaries.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Partridge. Any discussion on that?
Well, this has been an ongoing discussion this year, and I think this offers a new and different approach, and we introduce it for that reason.
Thank you very much. With that, it's a voice vote. Those in favor of introducing the bill to create a legislative compensation commission to review legislative salaries, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Next on the agenda will be Senate Bill 99 to authorize the release of certain 911 emergency surcharge information to public safety answering points. Proponents to Senate Bill 99.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
I'm Deb Peters, State Senator from District 9. I represent Hartford, Humboldt, and the northwest corner of Sioux Falls. So Senate Bill 99... comes because of a glitch in our system, or maybe an inadvertent deletion of a bill in a bill in 2012. It came to me when I was talking about all of the 911 stuff over the last couple of years, and I was talking with the Sioux Falls PSAP and the public safety answering point.
Points.
There we go. Sorry, I'm so used to saying point, but I was told that I need to not use acronyms. So what has happened is we've got something, and the issue is in Sioux Falls. We have the Sioux Falls PSAP, and we have a Lincoln County PSAP, and Sioux Falls overlays into Lincoln County, so there's some payments and things. So the reason we're bringing the bill is we want the PSAPs to be able to figure out for sure that the payments that are being sent are actually for their PSAP. So just to kind of walk through what this particular bill does is the bill allows the Department of Revenue to provide either the Department of Public Safety the 911 emergency surcharge data and the information of the returns or reports within the Department of Revenue. So it allows the sharing of the data with. So if we were told when we brought in the 911 bills and the next-gen stuff in session of 2012, we were told that this revenue sharing piece was omitted or it was deleted. And so that does not allow the Department of Revenue, who collects the 911 surcharge fee, to be shared with the people who actually receive the payments within the government. So that's what this does. The second sentence of the amendment specifically permits the Department of Public Safety or the Department of Revenue to share the 911 emergency surcharge data and information with a governing body. The second sentence only permits the PSAP to get the 911 emergency surcharge data and information for the telecommunications companies in their particular territory. So Sioux Falls wouldn't be able to get Hughes County information. Lincoln County can't get Sioux Falls information, and so it isolates it. I did pass around an amendment, Mr. Chair, if I could just briefly address that.
Right, and that's 99 Foxtrot Alpha?
That's correct.
Okay, if you want to, would we move it at this time, Senator Wick?
I move Amendment 99 Foxtrot Alpha for Senate Bill 99.
Seconded by Senator Partridge, and we'll put it on at this time. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. It's been amended.
Okay,
go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It.
And so what this amendment does is it just adds a confidentiality clause. This does not help the opposition to a certain degree, but I do believe it's important to have. We have a lot of these types of languages within the Department of Revenue as far as sharing data and who they can and can't share it with, and they can probably address that more specifically. But this just allows the confidentiality clause to make sure that this information does not become public. The opponents to this particular bill, and I don't want to steal their thunder, but I'm going to, they don't want the information to be opened up. They don't want this to trigger more audits within the Department of Revenue. As you all know, as a committee, we've worked with the Department of Revenue over the summer, whether we're in government operations and audit or the department. There's a variety of risk assessments that they do in selecting audits and a variety of things. So I don't think that this is going to increase the workload or increase audits on the telcos. I would appreciate the passage of 99, Senate Bill 99 as amended, just so that we can have some checks and balances within the system as far as when payments are transferred to other governmental agencies that they are able to verify the data. So with that, I'll stand by for further questions, and I know there's a few proponents that can be more specific. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Peters. Other proponents for Senate Bill 99 as amended? Other proponents?
Good morning. My name is Marlene Haynes. I represent the City of Mitchell and the Mitchell Regional 911 Center. And my only comment this morning is I did serve in my position several years prior to 2012 when we did receive these monthly reports of line counts and the amount of monies that were remitted from each particular provider. It was very helpful in determining if we were going to see a downward trend from any one provider, and we could use that information for budget planning purposes, or if there truly was an inaccuracy or an error, that it allowed us at that point to go back to the provider, ask more questions to see what was going on with that particular monthly submission. And so we were able to deal with it at the time as opposed to looking at a large sum at the end of a year or even 2 years later. So I can only say that it was very helpful at that time. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Haynes. Other proponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League and the South Dakota Police Chiefs Association. And for the same reasons as just stated by Ms. Haynes, we also support the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Paul Nitteringhaus. I'm the Director of Metro Communications. I'm here to represent Sioux Falls and Minnehaha County. And just to speak briefly on this issue, I came new to Metro Communications in September of 2016, with previous from a law enforcement background. And what I can tell you, as my time as director, a vast amount of time has been spent just on this, on the surcharge issue and the remittance issue. And as stated earlier, we did previously have access to this prior to the 2012 bill to see that information coming in. Now we just see the line count in that total dollar amount, and it makes it very difficult, again, for us to budget, to make a five-year budget, for me to answer to my council, to project what we have. We have concerns about the accuracy and the reliability of these numbers. And by having this information from the telcos, to have that what they are remitting monthly, we can work with the Department of Revenue then and alert them when we see those inaccuracies. I do have a business manager that spends time every month to go over our numbers to make sure that we are getting the accurate information. We have alerted the Department of Revenue before to correct some errors and some very large errors. And again, we do not have that comfort level that we are receiving what we should be getting from these telcos. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Niedernhaus. Any other proponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Shawnee Rechtenbaugh. I am the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Public Safety, and I'm also the State 911 Coordinator for South Dakota. I'm here to testify in support of Senate Bill 99. Since I have been in my role as the State 911 Coordinator, the counties and the PSAPs have repeatedly reached out to me asking for this data so they can better monitor their surcharge revenue, as has been stated. We do understand why Department of Revenue has not been able to provide that data since 2012, so we appreciate that this bill would, again, allow those folks who need it to have the data as they were able to have prior to 2012. I would ask for your full support on Senate Bill 99. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rechtenbaugh. Other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Allison Jarris. I'm with the South Dakota Department of Revenue. I work with the 911 data collection, and I want to come to the committee and say we would like to be able to provide the comfort level to the PSAPs about the line counts that they're receiving and the dollars that they're bringing in. We do the collection, so at the end of every month when we are collecting the dollars, not only for the 911 collection but for the state, we're looking at large aggregate dollar amounts. Once we dive into the detail, the counties have already looked at that detail, and oftentimes that if they had their eyes on the more detailed information of the line counts, they would be able to alert us sooner to a potential problem or issue, and we'd be able to work together with them to take care of that. So we're in support of providing this information.
Thank you. Other proponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended? Other proponents? Seeing none. Any opponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Drew Duncan. I'm an attorney in Sioux Falls and the registered lobbyist for Verizon Wireless. The wireless companies have been looking at these two bills, 98 and 99, specifically 99, and have been looking at them with a little bit of a memory back to 2012. So as a reminder to 2012, we came together at the Municipal League offices and other places to try and figure out what was what could help public safety answering points find funding for the future. And one of the portions of those negotiations, as at least the wireless companies remember it, was this issue of proprietary information with regards to phone line counts. And I honestly don't remember what we did prior to 2012. I think that probably the folks with public safety and the counties are right that we provided them the wireline count information. The reason they got that information was because we provided the remittance directly to them. In 2012, as part of the bargain, to the best of our recollection, the requirement, or what we all agreed to, was that the remittance would be made directly to the Department of Revenue so that the Department of Revenue could audit the numbers, take a look at the numbers, and remit directly to the counties, and that that they would be the watchers of the line counts. Our concern in this particular instance is exactly, I think, what you've heard, and that is that this is going to create, at least for our organizations, an additional level of bureaucracy with regards to the line counts. And that's bureaucracy that, quite honestly, adds cost, as you know. So in this particular instance, and I think as the counties and the PSAPs and maybe the Department of Revenue freely admit, we're going to have individual counties reaching out to our organizations trying to verify the numbers that we've remitted to the county or to the state. So essentially we could have a situation wherein we are working on multiple levels to verify our line counts, and quite honestly, that isn't efficient. And it's not efficient for our organization. It's not efficient for the state. Also, we have some concerns with regards to the verification of the data. I would assume what the counties are implying by their testimony, and they maybe even stated it, is that the way that they're going to verify the line counts is essentially by trending. And that's, you know, last month we had 100,000 lines. This month we have, you know, 50,000. What's going on? But that, you know, that is. In our opinion, the only way to do that. I mean, you certainly cannot look at that any other way and try to figure out a way in which a county would have any ability to figure out how many lines Verizon has in their individual jurisdiction or AT&T has in their individual jurisdiction. And if so, you know, we're to answer to the Department of Revenue on those. Our concern is that this is going to bring additional audits through the Department of Revenue. It's going to add additional costs. It's going to add additional bureaucracy. And honestly, I'm not positive as I see the bill before me that it's going to lead to additional accuracy and reliability of those numbers. I don't see how the other than historical trends the and you know those numbers could stay relatively similar that the counties are going to be in a position to provide reliable data with regards to our line counts. The last thing I'd say, in just in response to Representative Peters, I don't see in the bill, I think the statement was made that, you know, Lincoln County can only receive Lincoln County's individual line counts. We certainly don't see where that suggestion is made in the bill. There's nothing in the second sentence of what I'll say is the new portion of Senate Bill 99 on the second page, where it limits any of that language only to Lincoln County receiving Lincoln County line counts, and I think that's maybe an oversight in the bill. I think it's something that needs to be cleaned up. Should it pass, we certainly don't want to get ourselves in a situation where we're providing. Any county can call up to the Department of Revenue to verify some numbers, and they say, well, you know, we want to see what, if you're Lincoln County or Minneapolis County, we want to see what Pennington County is doing with regards to line counts. We want to see how many line counts they are. That's an additional, hate to use the word, but violation of the proprietary information that we agreed to give to the Department of Revenue in 2012, and it adds additional bureaucracy, and it provides just continued access to the proprietary information that we'd like to keep private. So should the committee consider passing this legislation, and we certainly hope you don't, we would like to see some changes with regards to that language and some language to maybe bring that in line with the intent of the proponents of the bill. With that, I'll do my best to stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Other opponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Bill Van Camp. I'm an attorney here in Pierre, and I'm a registered lobbyist for AT&T. I would echo all of the comments of Mr. Duncan, and I just think for the committee, to understand that the cellular telephone business is highly competitive, and line counts are, dare I say, one of the most closely guarded pieces of information for all companies in the business, and that's solely for competitive reasons. You know, in different markets, we're probably losing out to Verizon, and in other markets, due to a number of factors, we're doing a lot better than they are. So that information is highly guarded, and so when the companies see bills like this, it gives them a moment of pause. I would echo what Mr. Duncan said about the 2012 grand plan that was put in place. There was a lot of strong arming there, and the companies all agreed to set a course. And we'll talk about that more with 98 later. But There was benefit, if I remember my history in 2012, with the 911 coordination board being a central point and the remissions all going directly to the Department of Revenue. If, and I think Mr. Duncan pointed this out, and this is also kind of along the lines of what Ms. Jarris said, if there's trends that a county PSAP notices, nothing now forbids them from asking the Department of Revenue why they're trending down. The Department of Revenue is auditing our clients now. If they see a change at any point, they can certainly audit the companies and their remissions. Dare I say, I assume that without representing my client necessarily in that capacity, they're audited regularly, and as are all large businesses in South Dakota, and that's just the cost of doing business. I get that. So you have to ask yourself, and this is the conversation I had with my client, to what end is this information sought? Is it so that based on anecdotal information on a company-specific basis, they can go back to the Department of Revenue and ask for relief? I'm kind of lost with that concept. This doesn't seem to allow the individual counties to have any, or PSAPs. I know it's not a county issue or a city issue. It's a PSAP issue. It doesn't seem to allow any PSAP to have a legal ability to interact with the company or to seek information for the company. And then we're going to actually create the situation, in my opinion, where we choose to be non-responsive because we remit to the Department of Revenue, and that's who we have to deal with. And now we're blowing off PSAP 1 or PSAP 2, and that's not good for business, and I think this just creates an environment that isn't good for anyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Van Camp. Other opponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended? Other opponents to Senate Bill 99 as amended? Seeing none, give you a short time period for a rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to kind of bring it all back. Now that you've heard the opponent testimony, I overly simplified it. However, I want to remind you that the companies, yes, they can ask, or the PSAPs or the counties can ask the Department of Revenue for the data. The problem is the Department of Revenue, under state statute today, cannot share. They can't say why it's trending down. They can't tell you that it's trending down. They can't tell you it's trending up, because the state statute won't allow them to have access to anything. So that's what this bill is trying to accomplish. It's, as far as the information in regards to limiting between PSAPs. So Sioux Falls can't get Lincoln County. Lincoln County can't get Hughes County. If you look at page 2, line 5, it says, governing body or a public safety answering point related to the requesting governing body. You can't ask for somebody else's data. And that will, and it's in statute. We're making it so it's, apparently it's not clear enough. We can work on language if we need to, but this limits it to only that information. And to remember, revenue is the tax collector in this situation. They're the ones that are responsible for the overall aggregate data. So they're going to be the ones that work with the companies. That's the way it is done today. But if you're at Lincoln County, Minnehaha County, you're in Gettysburg, or you're in Pierre and Hughes County, and you start and you get a payment that is $50,000 less, you can alert the Department of Revenue and say, hey, my PSAP payment was only $50,000 less, but the Department of Revenue can't tell them why. So we're just trying to make sure that everybody is seeing the same thing. This isn't adding bureaucracy. It's not adding levels of extra levels of stuff. Department of Revenue is already going to be doing this. Department of Revenue is going to work with the telcos. And I guess I don't see the boogeyman in the room that the telcos do on this deal. So with that, I'd urge your support of passage of Senate Bill 99 as amended.
Thank you, Senator Peters. We'll close public testimony and open it up to questions by the committee. Any questions from the committee? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to follow up on Mr. Duncan's testimony about line count efficiency.
Mr. Duncan, you might as well make your way up to the microphone. Thank you.
And pardon my, I have to get some information from you before I can follow up on. Are you under contract right now to provide the information monetarily, so that you have a ceiling to what you're going to be able to charge where I'm coming from, what they're asking you to do, are you going to be expected to incorporate additional costs like you're talking about into a present contract that you have with a particular agency? Does that make sense? My understanding, you said line count efficiency would be affected here if we were to go back to having to break this out to different counties. Is that correct? Or am I, did I misunderstand you?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Yes, I don't know that I understand the question.
I think the question is, will my bill for Verizon go up if this is passed? Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Right?
Okay. Because you're talking about being more detailed in your being able to provide the information. I guess is that what we're hearing, that the bill would go up if this is passed? Is that what I'm understanding?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think I suggested to the committee that I thought your bill would go up.
No. Well, I'm asking if it would.
Senator White, I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. I can't tell you that your bill is going to go up 10 cents a month if that's the case. I think my suggestion was that it adds an additional level of bureaucracy that we're going to have to follow. Whether that translates into cost, I don't know. Could it? Could. But I can't tell you it's going to, your bill is going to go up 10 cents a month. No, I can't.
Follow up.
Go ahead.
I was maybe it was my concept that you kind of alluded that this was going to, you're going to have additional costs and that it was going to be a part of the consideration going forward. And I just wonder, are you able to pass that along, or are you under contract with a level that you're expected to provide this service with no extra compensation is what it's looking for?
Mr. Chairman, okay, I think I understand where you're coming from there. So if I have a contract with a client, is that, or a customer, is this going to raise their bill? Is this going to be some extra charge that's going to be tacked onto their bill? The simple answer to that is I don't know, but I'll tell you I doubt it.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Other committee questions? Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Duncan, I am just curious, you mentioned something along the lines of every county can ask for an audit, or, and I don't know if I'm reading the bill right, but the definition of a governing body could be a county or a city or reservation, tribal, you know, whatever could ask the questions. Is that so? Today, where Verizon, for example, might be working with the Department of Revenue, could they be working with 66 counties as well in terms of trying to deal with all of them, or how does that work?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is you'd work directly with the Department of Revenue, not with each individual county. That was part of the agreement made in 2012.
Follow up. Go ahead.
So, but today, the way this bill is, and your opponent testimony said something along the lines of having each county be able to go to Verizon.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. I think Senator Peters and I and maybe some others have possibly some disagreement as to what relating to the requesting governing body or public safety answering point suggests. What I was trying to suggest in my very ineloquent opposition testimony is the fact that right now the additional bureaucracy could exist in that Minnehaha County, Lincoln County, Turner County, Charles Mix County, Pennington County, Custer County can all make a request in the first day of July for additional line counts, along with the Department of Revenue. Right now, the Department of Revenue, maybe they're getting this information directly from the Department of Revenue. Now they're suggesting that they would have the ability to get that information or to request that information from Verizon. I think that was the proponent's testimony, that they would have the ability to request that information too. That creates the additional bureaucracy. If we're forced to respond to each individual county and the Department of Revenue, that creates the additional bureaucracy. Now, if I'm wrong about that, if I'm wrong about the proponent's testimony and I misheard that, that's on me, but I don't think I did.
Okay. Follow-up.
Follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But the way you're reading the bill is that it's not necessarily clear that a county would have to go through the Department of Revenue. They could come to you and request. I mean, you could have this flood of requests, if you will, based on the language you're seeing here. It's not entirely clear to you. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
I think you did a better job explaining it than maybe I did.
Okay.
And just one other thing, and again, I think maybe Senator Peters and I just have a fundamental disagreement as to what the statute says with regards to relating to the requesting governing body. In my opinion, it's not necessarily clear that that point, that Lincoln County can only request Lincoln County data. But, you know, if that's what the language says and I'm misreading it, that's also on me.
Okay. I know there's still some points of discussion, and so we'll keep it open for questions, but I'm going to defer action on this bill so we can kind of sort out some of these points of discussion, and we'll have another Senate meeting or Senate Appropriations meeting coming up, but we do not have one scheduled right now. But with 98 coming up before Joint Appropriations, I think we'll have some more tie-ins. So with that, I'd ask that we defer action to this. I then need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Wick, seconded by Senator Peters to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And we're adjourned.